Hello, dear. Special delivery letter came for you.
Oh, I've been expecting that. It's my bonus.
I thought that's what it might be.
And you didn't even open it? Boy, what self-control.
Dennis, in this family, we respect one another's privacy.
That's right, son. Your mother never opens my mail, and I never open hers. And neither one of us ever open yours.
You can if you want to. All I ever get is a letter from Grandma on my birthday with a dollar in it, and a card from Grandma at Christmas with a dollar in it, and a catalog from the joke company.
Joke company? What did you ever buy from the joke company?
Any questions? Dear, that's the 12th time you've called me.
No, it's the first.
Ah, no, dear, the 12th. Remember, we wanted to get married on the 8th, but you had to finish that magazine article, so we couldn't get married until the 12th.
Oh, so that's what all these subtle little hints are about. But you don't have to worry, dear. If there's one thing I'll never forget as long as I live, it's the day I got married. What did you do that for?
I didn't like the way you said that.
I only meant that I know our anniversary is the 12th.
John, you remember what you promised me this anniversary?
Promised you?
Uh-huh. Na da 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 da.
Singing lesson.
Da 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 da.
Gift certificate for a chiropractor?
John Wilson, you promised me a trip to Hawaii.
When did I do that?
On our last anniversary. When you remembered that you'd forgotten to take me there on our anniversary before that.
Eloise, you know I had to finish that magazine article. What was the name of it?
Why single men live longer than married men. Dear, have a good game.
Thanks, Annie.
Oh, I wondered, have you given any thought to what you're going to do with your bonus?
Uh-huh, but it's a secret.
What are you going to do with your bonus, Dad?
Can you keep a secret?
Sure.
I'm going to buy a new car.
Oh, boy, a new car.
I'd like it to be a surprise.
Say, Dad, can I tell Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'd rather you didn't, son. Mr. Wilson's liable to tell Mrs. Wilson, and Mrs. Wilson's bound to tell your mother. And, well, you know women, they can't keep a secret.
I think you, Dad. Have a good game.
Okay. Oh, Eloise.
Don't Eloise me.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Is Mrs. Wilson mad at you?
Ooh, she certainly is.
You're laughing about it? Boy, you sure are a brave man, Mr. Wilson.
Well, to tell you the truth, Dennis, normally I wouldn't be, but this is a special occasion.
You mean this time you were right?
Oh, I'm always right. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any reason to argue. Now, you see, Mrs. Wilson is a little upset about an anniversary.
You didn't forget it, did you?
No, no, nothing like that. I promised to take Mrs. Wilson to Hawaii for our anniversary, and she thinks I'm not, but I really am.
Oh, I see. You're putting her on.
That's right. Putting her on.
Boy, Hawaii.
Not so loud.
Look, I'm going downtown to pick up the airplane tickets. Want to ride with me?
Okay, but I'll still let my mother know.
Oh, well, don't tell her what we're going for. She's sure to tell Mrs. Wilson.
You know how women are.
Yeah, they can't keep a secret. Wait for me!
I will.
Forget it. Probably carry a scar for the rest of my life.
Now, let's see if I have this right, Mr. Wilson. That's 2 round trip tickets to Hawaii, flight 10, Conda Airlines for the 12th.
Right.
And I'll have these tickets delivered to your house after they're confirmed by the airline. I have your address.
Thank you very much. That'll... Oh, just a second. If they're sent to my house and I don't happen to be in, my wife is bound to open the envelope, and that will spoil everything.
Does Mrs. Wilson open your mail?
Doesn't your mother open your father's mail?
No, sir.
Oh, things must be heaven in your house.
Hey, I've got an idea, Mr. Wilson. Why don't you send the 2 tickets to our house with Dad's name on them, like you did Mrs. Wilson's present last year? Then even Mom won't know what it's for.
Dennis, you're a bright boy.
What's your father's name and address, young man?
627 L Street. His name is Henry Mitchell.
Are you sure this is for Mr. Mitchell?
That's what it says on the envelope, lady. Sign here.
All right. Thank you. Apex Travel Agency. Dennis, in this family, we respect one another's privacy. Apex. Apex. Apex Travel Agency.
Doesn't Mr. Mitchell live there? That's the address the little boy gave me.
What was his name? Donald?
Dennis?
That's right, Dennis. There are 2 tickets to Hawaii.
Please be sure that Mr. Mitchell gets them.
Thank you. 2 tickets to Hawaii. So that's what Henry did with his bonus. Thanks for stopping at the hobby shop, Mr. Wilson, and for the soda.
You're welcome, Dennis. Oh, don't forget to tell your father to be on the lookout for those tickets.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mom. Going somewhere?
It's just possible.
Where?
Dennis, do you and your father have some secret between you about what he's going to do with his bonus money?
Yes, ma'am, but I can't tell you.
It's all right, dear. I think I know. He's taking me to Hawaii.
He is?
Dennis, you know he is.
No, ma'am. What I know isn't what you think I know.
It's all right, Dennis. They delivered an envelope for your father from the Apex Travel Agency.
And you opened it?
Dennis, you know better than that. I called them up, and they told me what was in it.
Excuse me, Mom. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to see Mr. Wilson. It's very important.
Dennis, you said your mother never opened your father's mail.
She doesn't. The name of the travel agency was on the envelope. Mom called them up and they told her what was in it.
Oh. Well, the main thing is that Mrs. Wilson doesn't find out.
John Wilson, guess who's going to Hawaii?
Who?
Alice Mitchell. She just phoned me.
Wilson, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly. Some people's husbands take their wives to Hawaii. Other people's husbands just promise to take them and never do.
Boy, we're in real trouble now, Mr. Wilson. Mom thinks...
Dennis, there's nothing to worry about. When your mother finds out, she'll just laugh off the whole thing.
Isn't it wonderful, Mother? I've always had my heart set bet on going to Hawaii. Oh, but can't you go to Philadelphia later? You will? Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, honey.
You can be just as late as you like, you great big wonderful man. You. Oh, sweetheart, I almost forgot. There's an envelope on the table for you.
Thanks. Apex Travel Agency.
I've got to talk to you about those tickets.
What tickets?
The ones in the envelope.
Hawaii?
I'm so loud.
Dennis, what's going on around here? I'm sorry, John. I've got to tell Alice about those tickets.
Oh, no. Don't do it yet. Alice would get on the phone to Eloise and spoil the whole surprise.
But...
Now, look, I haven't had so much fun in years. Oh, if you could only see how mad Eloise is at me. Oh, come on, now, be a pal. Let me enjoy myself.
Oh, I don't know.
What possible harm could come from it?
Mom's got one bag packed already.
What?
If you don't tell her soon, you're really going to have to take her to Hawaii.
You're right. Alice.
Would you pour this for me, please, dear? Oh, no. You can't come in yet.
Why not?
It's a surprise.
Surprise?
Can't you smell it? Mom's cooking your favorite, roast duck.
Oh, boy, this is getting tougher by the minute. Alice.
Oh, Henry, you weren't supposed to come in yet.
Honey, I've got to talk to you about this trip to Hawaii.
Oh, sweetheart, if you only knew how I've always dreamed about going there.
Yes, but...
The white sand and the blue Pacific, orchids and tropical moonlight. Oh, we're going to have such a wonderful time together, aren't we, darling?
Yeah, sure, honey.
Put these on the table, please, dear.
Sure, Mom.
Alice?
Yes, darling?
Oh, nothing. Doggone it!
Chicken out again, huh, Dad? Maybe I can help you.
Well, somebody better. I just don't know how I'm going to tell your mother.
Tell me what?
That you can't go to Hawaii.
Why not, Dennis?
Who's going to take care of me?
Oh, that's right. We can't leave Dennis with a total stranger.
Would you call Grandma a total stranger?
Grandma?
I talked to Mother, and even though she was planning to go to Philadelphia in time for Gertrude's baby, she's coming here instead. So you see, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, Dad, there's nothing to do but enjoy the duck.
That's right. Tonight, roast duck. Tomorrow, cooked goose.
Who's there?
Me. What are you doing? I couldn't sleep.
You woke me up to tell me you couldn't sleep?
John, you've got to come over and tell Alice.
Why?
Well, you got me into this.
Look, it's 2 a.m.
Well, I'm going to tell Eloise what you're doing if you're not over there first thing in the morning to tell Alice.
Don't do that.
Tell Alice what first thing in the morning?
Henry is taking Alice to Hawaii.
You're not.
I never had any intention of taking her.
Oh, no wonder you couldn't sleep. You're just as bad as John is.
But
you two ought to start a club. The Brother Rats.
See what I mean?
Come on, John, right now.
Now, Henry, I'm an outsider. She's your wife. You should tell her.
Alice?
Is that you, darling?
Alice, John Wilson's here. He wants to talk to you.
I'll be in as soon as I finish the dishes, sweetheart.
You hear that, sweetheart, darling, honey lamb?
It's worse than I thought.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. You gonna tell Mom the bad news?
Dennis, I release you from your promise. You can tell your mother anytime you want to. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, you won't. You got me into this, and you're going to get me out of it.
I'll get it, honey. Hello? Oh, hello, Eloise. Yes, he's here. What? Thank you.
Dear, John has something to tell you.
We're not going to Hawaii.
How did you find out?
Eloise just called me.
Oh, well, as long as you know, there's no use my sticking around. Aloha.
Oh, no. Explain this whole thing to Alice.
Well, I had the tickets sent over here because I didn't want Eloise to know about them. I wanted the trip to be a surprise for our anniversary.
You see, you just assumed they were for us.
Well, why didn't somebody tell me?
I couldn't, Mom. Mr. Wilson swore me to secrecy.
I didn't have the nerve.
You know, this is pretty funny.
You see, I told you she'd laugh about the whole thing.
Yeah, Mom's a good sport.
Then you're not angry, dear?
Of course not. Serves me right for jumping to conclusions. I think it's a wonderful anniversary present, Mr. Wilson. Eloise must be so excited. Oh, it's funny she never mentioned it. Who's going to Hawaii? Alice, are you sure? Oh, that rascal John.
My dog has fleas. My dog has fleas.
May I see it, Mr. Wilson?
Well, be very careful of it, Dennis. It's a genuine Hawaiian ukulele.
Made in Japan.
Good morning, you sweet Hawaiian beach boy.
Eloise, not in front of Dennis.
Boy, Mrs. Wilson, I bet you're all excited about going to Hawaii, huh?
Well, I certainly am. How's your mother this morning?
Fine. She and my father went downtown to look at a new car. That's what my dad's going to do with his bonus.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear she's not upset.
Oh, no, ma'am. She's very happy.
You're not happy.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
But I am. I think it's just wonderful that we're going to get a new car.
Sure. Who wants to go to Hawaii? Buying a new car is the best investment for my bonus.
Absolutely.
Why blow the whole thing on 2 weeks in Hawaii? A new car is much more practical.
Of course it is.
Alice.
What is it?
I'm tired of being practical. Good old practical Henry. For once in my life, I'm going to do something foolish.
But Henry...
Well, don't argue with me, Alice. I've made up my mind. We're going to Hawaii.
Huh? I'm sure it'll be all right. Sure, I'm sure they're not going to Hawaii. Okay, I'll tell Mom. Give my love to Aunt Gertrude and tell her I hope it's a boy. Bye, Grandma. Hi, Mom. There was a call.
Dennis, guess what? Your father and I are going to Hawaii.
Yes, we talked it over and decided we didn't need a new car.
Who's going to take care of me?
Your grandmother.
No, she's not. She just called and I told her you weren't going to Hawaii. So she's going to Philadelphia instead.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Mom. Looks like you'll never get to Hawaii.
All right, thank you very much. I'm sorry, Mr. Gilbert, but there's only one seat open on flight 10.
But I need two for my wife and myself.
Well, if there's a cancellation, I'll be sure and page you, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This seems to be quite a popular flight.
Oh, yes. It's booked weeks in advance. There you are, Mr. Wilson, and have a good trip.
Aloha.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
All set, Eloise. Next stop, Hawaii. Lolling on the beach under the coconut trees and... Eloise, what's the matter?
John, what would you say if I told you I'd rather not go?
Not go? But you've been hounding me all year about this trip.
I know, dear, but I keep thinking about Alice.
Well, stop thinking about it.
Well, I can't. That poor girl was so disappointed. She wanted to go so badly.
But
now, dear, we had a lot to do with her disappointment. When I think about Alice, I just can't seem to see myself having a good time there. Dear, couldn't we postpone our trip till next year? Now, dear, let's go home and invite the Mitchells for dinner for our anniversary.
Eloise!
Please!
Condor Airlines, flight 10 for Hawaii, now ready at gate 12. All aboard, please.
Well, if we're not going, I'd better turn our tickets in.
Miss, I want to cancel our reservations.
Oh, well, is there something wrong?
Yes, my wife and I are a perfect couple. She has a soft heart and I have a soft head.
Oh, is that the reason?
Yeah, that's the reason, yes.
Well, then we'll have your check mailed to you, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you. Is our baggage in there?
No, they're taking it out to the plane now.
Oh, thank you. Eloise, they're taking it out to the plane.
Mr. Gilbert, please report to the Condor ticket counter immediately. Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert.
Ticket counter!
Please report to the Condor
ticket counter. Hope we still have
time. Mr. Gilbert, please report to the Condor ticket counter. Mr. Gilbert.
Excuse me, miss. Is there any chance of getting three seats on flight 10 to Hawaii?
There might be.
I can't see them anyplace. They must be on the plane already.
Yeah, we better hurry before we get left behind.
Oh, there they are. Eloise! We were just getting our baggage.
You better hurry. The plane's going to take off.
It doesn't matter. We're not going.
We are.
What? Well, Alice was so disappointed that I decided to use my bonus and take the whole family.
Including me.
Our tickets.
Oh, hurry,
Peter. Miss, I want my tickets back.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. I already sold them to somebody else.
Why did you do that?
Well, you canceled them.
Well, I've got to have them back. Who did you sell them to? Maybe I can make a deal with him.
Mr. Henry Mitchell.
Wonderful. Oh, my ribs.
Ooh, that smells delicious.
Genuine Hawaiian recipe. Got it out of Popular Mechanics. Well, what was that for?
For being such a nice guy and for letting the Wilsons have their plane reservations back.
Well, it was their anniversary.
I imagine they're in Hawaii by now. Can't you just see Mr. Wilson walking up to the room clerk and saying,
"Hi, Henry."
Why would he say that?
John! What are you doing here?
We want to ask you the same question. What are you doing here?
Well, we were going to take the next plane, but when I started to think about it calmly, it made more sense to stay home and buy a new car.
That's exactly what we thought you would decide.
Yes. But it didn't seem like it would be any fun there at all without our two favorite people.
Oh, John, that's nice.
Oh. But we are definitely going on our next anniversary. John promised. Didn't you, John?
Well, what are we standing around here for? Let's get this do-it-yourself luau on the road.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh, well,
oh,
looks wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, John, that's marvelous.
Yeah, super.
Say that one.
Girl, come on. Here, give it a little room.
Oh, we're in.
I don't believe it. Mrs. Wilson, I thought you were in Hawaii.
Well, we changed our mind.
Dennis, you're soaking wet.
I've been practicing my surfing.
Surfing? Where?
In the bathtub.
In the bathtub? With what?
Your ironing board. Hot. Don't worry, Mom. I took the cover off.
Today, today. Meet four ordinary kids and see how they get extraordinary powers. Meet the Tomorrow People in a special 90-minute adventure. It's the first science fiction series from the First Kids Network. The Tomorrow People, today at noon, 11 Central, only on Nick. Now stay tuned for Flipper, next on Nick.